Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. As we're today, we're in Luke chapter 11, as we'll be doing a two-part, maybe a three-part series on dealing with Lazarus and Jesus' time there in Bethany. But I ran across an old album, actually not that old, from the year 2000, from very good friends of ours, people that we love very much. They're a group called the Rounders. They're now been moved down to Alabama. Boy, if you're a church or a ministry down in that area and you're looking for a wonderful ministry team that would come and not only minister music, but just their lives alone, I would encourage you to look up and find Ernie and Michelle Bondi. They're down there in the Alabama area, down around Florida Panhandle, someplace in that area. I forget the name of the town. Oh, I think it's close to Mobile. But anyway, you can contact us, and we'll get you in contact with them. I'm going to play one of their songs at the end of today's program. If it's off their album, Chapel on Wheels, and the song's called Still in Love with You. And what they were basing the song off of, it comes out of Luke chapter 15, verse 17, where it says, "These things I command you, that you love one another." Isn't that what's really at the heart of what the gospel's all about anyway, is the love of God? And I pray that as we look at this story here today, the story of Lazarus, that we'll understand the deep love that Jesus has, not only for his friends there in Bethany, but also for Lazarus, but also for you this day. I think so often, one of the things that people struggle with is the fact that God simply loves them for who they are. God created you with unique personalities and traits and, you know, everything. And he's so in love with you. It tells us in verse 1, he says, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha." And it was that Mary then anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, and whose brother Lazarus was sick. And so it tells us that it was the town of Mary. Otherwise, the town was still called Bethany, but she was probably so well known around the town, and everybody knew Mary. She was one of those people that once you met, you would never forget her. She was that type of talkative person, and so it was known as Mary's town. It says, "Therefore the sister sent to him, otherwise Lazarus is sick." And they knew Jesus, and they knew the miracles, and they've become very acquainted with Jesus. And so they sent to Jesus, and he said, "My brother is sick. Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." Isn't that beautiful? Because they had taken really personal possession of Jesus. They said, "Hey, he belongs to us. And we know how much you love Lazarus, and he's sick." All right, you know, when our friends and our family are sick, it seems like we change in a sense that we look for any ways or any means to find help for those who are sick among us. And they were wise enough to go find Jesus or send people to go, "Hey, go find the Lord, because if the Lord comes, everything's going to be okay." And I think that's true today. If we find our friends that are sick, that we would bring them to Jesus. At least at that point, we're doing our best. We take them to the doctors. We let them do their diagnostic look at us. Let them apply their medicines and everything else. And we pray for our doctors and physicians that God has risen up to be used in the healing process. But we don't discount of getting God involved through prayer. Bring them to Jesus. And when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, for the glory of God, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And so it's interesting how he talks about sickness. And then sickness at times could come, certainly to draw out our faith, as we'll see in this story, but also the faith of other ones, in order that God might be glorified. And so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two or more days in the place where he was. And so the picture is, I go, "Wait a second, Lord, this doesn't quite compute. If Lazarus is your friend, like the sisters had just said, and you have the ability to go there earlier, why wouldn't you go there earlier? But yet he said this. He says, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Never lose sight that God is always in control, and he's doing things for our eternal purposes and for the eternal sake. He says, I'm going to stay around for two more days. When his heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said unto him, Rabbi, lately the Jews has sought to stone you. Are you going there again? Otherwise, are you going to go back down into Jerusalem, in the area of Jerusalem? Remember, Bethany's right outside. It's just up over the hill of the Mount of Olives, so it's just a stone throw away from the old city of Jerusalem. And the last time they were there, Jesus caught such an uproar with his teaching and the miracles that he was doing and the fact that he healed on the Sabbath and he claimed himself to be God that they sought to kill him. Oh, how tragic it was. And so the disciples reminded Jesus of this fact. And so Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in a day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. Otherwise, if you're out about during the day, it's well lit, and you know where the problems are before you, and you're able to handle things, you know. But he says, because he sees the light of the world, but if one walks in the night, he stumbled because the light is not in him. Notice, it's not in him if you're walking in darkness, if you're not walking in the light. So you really look at the spiritual significance of this. Remember in 1 John where John declares to us as God is light and in him is no darkness at all, and that we should walk in the light as he is in the light, and we should have fellowship one with another. So Jesus is saying, it says 12 hours a day. You got plenty of time to get things accomplished. Just walk in the light. These things, he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking a rest and sleep. See, the disciples thought that this idea of sleeping was just that he was recovering from some sickness, maybe a high fever, maybe the flu, maybe something along that line. But Jesus wanted to let them know. He said, no, no, no. Lazarus actually died. He's no longer, alive. And he says, then Jesus said to him plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sake that I'm not there, that you may believe, nevertheless, let us go to him. And so he's speaking to his disciples. And it's in one sense, it seems cruel that he didn't go earlier. But he's trying to teach his disciples, trying to bring out of them this faith in knowing who Jesus is that he's able to heal and he's able to even to rise somebody from the dead. Then Thomas, who is called a twin, said to the fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with them. And so here we have Thomas thinking that, okay, we might as well go up to Jerusalem. Jesus is going to be stoned up there. We might as well go see what else is going on and see this story through. But yet Thomas didn't know the promise of God or the power of God. He didn't know that Jesus was on a mission to draw faith out of their life and to show them the things that they need to learn about their own lives. And that brings me back to our opening, knowing God. Knowing God is the most important thing that we can ever have in our lives. The fact that God is for us, that God loves us, and he's still in love with you. And so with that, let's enjoy Ernie and Michelle as they sing for us, Still in Love with You. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
You left him, just left him for for somebody new, but somehow he's still in love with you. Remember, you promised you always be true. You broke that vow, but he's still in love with you. I'm hoping and praying you'll come back someday. Since you're gone, your whole world's wrong. How can you treat him this way? You're not worth the tears, dearie, shed over you. But somehow he's still in love with you. I'll swing it out. There's that old boy in that steel guitar. Somehow he's still in love with you. Remember, you promised you'd always be true. You broke that vow, but he's still in love with you. I'm hoping and praying you'll come back someday. Since you're gone, your whole world's wrong. How can you treat him this way? You're not worth the blood Jesus shed over you. But somehow he's still in love with you.